God has no expectation on us. He only has desire. So God doesn't ever get disappointed. And wherever we're at, he promises in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Luke 15:31, my son, thou art ever with me. His eye is on the sparrow, and you are of more value than many sparrows. He loves you because he loves you. He doesn't love you more when you do better. I just keep telling people that on the phone, and they're like, they start crying and stuff. He just loves you 100% right now. Right now. He loves you 100%. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. It's not like when you do wrong, God says, I'm leaving you. He's like, no. He's like, that's when he wants to come to you more, because that's when you need him more. Getting ready to invite and introduce and invite Daryl and Kay to come and speak. God's brought these dear folks into our lives. I love them in my spirit more than they know. But this week, it might have been yesterday. I don't remember when it was. But this week I was here and I was walking and God showed me this purple chair. Have you seen these purple chairs? There's a few of them around. I want to tell you about this purple chair. Because this is what how God wants to live. One of the ways God wants to live through us. Muharram and Juliana, they were coming here. And they saw a need. I don't know if you remember how these chairs looked already before, if you remember. And they saw a need, and they came to us and said, could we fix these chairs? Could we, like, reupholster them? And you know what? They saw a need. One of God's names is Jehovah Jireh. It means the need meter, okay? The one who supplies, need meter. And they saw a need because God brought it their attention, and they said, hey, we're willing to let God meet this need through us. And they came and they asked, could we reupholster these chairs? And it took them weeks, I think a couple of months, whatever it took. And they came here every time they could, and they reupholstered. They bought the material. They came and they took them apart. They did all that. And that's like exactly how God wants to work in our lives and through our lives with other people. He wants to meet a need in people's lives. Now, some people, we meet a need when we hug them. Some people, we meet a need when we encourage them, we speak into them. But it's just letting God live through us. And Muharram and Juliana, they heard from God. They don't even think it was God. They're just thinking, no, we just saw it, wanted to do it. It's like, it was God. I tried to tell somebody that this week. God had me tell them. And they go, no, it wasn't God. It was just, I just wanted to do it. And I'm like, why do you think you wanted to do it? That was God in you, and you cooperated. You have a thought to give, to help, to heal. That's God. I just want you to know that, I want you to know, because this is a manifestation of God in these people. Meeting a need. Doing unto God. Giving unto his house. I just felt like I need to say all that. I feel much better now. All right. Felt like God wanted me to say it. We met Kay and Daryl. I don't even remember where we met. I know we met somehow through Nate and Leida, but I don't know how or remember where we met. I don't even remember. But I just went ahead, and it was like, just loved them right from the beginning. Brother Daryl fell out of the same bush as me, so he's not like a normal guy, you know. He's like a little bit different, you know. But he would fit in here because I don't know anybody here that's just normal. All of y'all have to be different. It takes characters to fit in here. And they, after meeting us, God moved on their heart and said, you know what? There's something that needs to happen over at Burning Bush, and I want to do it through you. And so Daryl and Kay seeded $100 into this ministry. And we were like, God, what do we do with this? Well, we have all these needs and things to pay, and $100 isn't going to do it. Do you want us to throw it at one of the problems, or what do you want us to do? And then you know what's been happening since then. Well, this last week, it was last Sunday, right? It was last Sunday. When church is over and most people leave, there's some of us, we stay, and you're welcome to stay anytime you want. And we eat together. We go get burgers or pizzas or whatever we get. And we sit around here and we fellowship. And then we pray. Well, last week we were praying, and God, Brother Nate was sharing a testimony of Brother Darrell, that something that Brother Darrell had said, and the Holy Spirit said to me, I want him to come and speak here. And so for the next several weeks, Brother Darrell and Kay, Sister Kay, we're going to invite them, give them opportunity, let them speak whatever God wants them to say. And I just want you to listen, because God sent them here. We don't have speakers here very often from outside, right? Okay? So to me, this is like, we need to sit up and pay attention, you know, because this is from God, right? Okay? So, say what? So that's what we need to do, is we need to listen on purpose. We need to pay attention on purpose, okay? All right. So this is Brother and Sister Daryl and Kay Hartzell. Something like that. Anyway.
First, were you the ones that did the chairs? About how many hours did you spend on that? 20? 40? 60?
Something like that.
Let's go 80. How much did you pay for the, you bought the materials? $200? $300?
Like
90. 80 at, let's go $30 is how much? $2,400. I'm telling you, this is how we talk, my wife and I do. Here's what's going to happen. I'm seeing somewhere in the nature of between $2,500 and $3,000. If you'd have had to pay those off, you'd have spent that. Right? Here, folks, what we've learned that we're sharing with you. So often Christians get so excited about giving. What you sow, so shall you
reap.
What you sowed, so shall you. We just did a good deal. We just think that thing. You never accepted. So, Father, for this couple, within 60 days, I ask you, Father, to show them in the neighborhood of $2,500 to $3,000. Supernaturally delivered, not because you're a big deal, Jesus, but because you are a big deal. And that you are just doing what you said you would do. Can you see what happens? Had you had that done, you would have had to pay it. Why do we think, because the devil tells us, why do we think that we shouldn't have that coming? We seldom sow anything anymore. Didn't used to do that, did we, hon? If we sow it, we're expecting a harvest, because he said it. And it means, well, I'm not only concerned about money. Fine. Don't have any. Starve to death then. Go home and be with Jesus. But when you look at your Bible of prosperous, prosperity, that whole thing, look up the words. How many times God asks us to prosper and be in health, that your soul prosper. We want our souls to be prosperous.
Right.
But our bills, I don't know. No, that's enough. I got ahead of. Go ahead. You do. Tell them about some of the stuff that God's telling you to tell them.
Okay. Well, good morning. It's fun to be here.
And as we were thinking about the last 37 years that we've been together, second marriage for both of us, it was really interesting. There were a lot of things that we didn't see as we were going along, and God revealed some things to us in the last few days. And it's been really neat already. And I don't know if what we were sharing is exactly what he wants. I always pray that you will, that I'll say what he wants me to say, and then you'll all hear what you want, what he wants you to say, what you hear. He'll hear, you will hear what he wants you to hear. So anyway, we have 5 children between us, and our parents were hardworking, generous people, both of sets of them, which wore off, I think a lot of it did. Certainly the workaholic part wore off on us. And it's been good, different. We've been in education for a lot of years, and then we went into a tour company with motor coaches. We owned 2 motor coaches, the Greyhound type, the big ones that you see on the road, and went all over the United States and Canada for about 24 years. And so that was neat. A lot of hard work. You know, when you work for yourself, Harvey, that you get to choose which half day you work. And it's
any 12 hours.
Yeah, any 12 hours you get to work half days. And so we spent a lot of 12 and probably more hours working, especially in the tour company, but we did that in education too. So that's one of the things I think that is important. And through the years, I thought often of the scripture in Colossians, where 3:23, where it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for men. And I think that's what we were doing. We had opportunities to share our stories a lot as we traveled, and followed a lot of principles that we had learned as we went along, especially with our tour company. We have had some interesting experiences on division in Grand Rapids.
Let me tell you that one.
And
I want to tell that about George.
Yeah, I just have to say one thing. This was years ago, and we were all getting ready, the kids for school and Darrell and I for work. And I was in the kitchen. Darrell was in the bathroom shaving. And he came out to the kitchen and said, we need to get $3,000 to Habitat for Humanity. And I'm thinking, Jerry's getting married. We're having the rehearsal dinner at our house. The house is peeling again. And I would like it sided. And he said, well, we didn't have the money for siding. So, because my first question was, where are we getting the $3,000? And he said, well, you know, we'll get it. And I said, yeah, you know. He said, where were we going to get the money for the siding? I said, we probably would have borrowed it. And so he will tell you the rest of the story. I was not a cheerful giver at that point in time. That was in 83, because that was the year that
my
son got
married. You know the name George Hartwell? The mayor started Heartside Ministries at the end of Division. Okay? I'm coming back to that. What street are you on out here? That's right. George Hartwell, before he had gone to seminary, he was still in the finances with his dad. He was co-chairman of the Habitat for Humanity, Grand Rapids, trying to get started. I had it on Tuesday, Thursday. I called him in the afternoon, didn't find out till later. And I told him what was going to happen. We'll be sending it within a year. If we can't earn it, give it to you, we'll borrow it, you'll have it. Your group will have it. He said, thank you very much, appreciate it. What I didn't know till a week later, he and the co-chairman, we're going to their committee meeting that night and saying, we're not getting started. We're not getting any money. They were going to recommend that Habitat shut down in Grand Rapids before it got started. Wow. Look what Habitat over the years has done around. One, time, I think they did 16 houses. That's one thing. That sowing. Also on division, 900 block. Have any of you heard of Next Step of West Michigan?
Yep. Next Step?
Yep. They work with guys that are, and gals, but mainly guys, who are on drugs, jail, whatever, and they restore them. We're down here on the 23rd of December at Guiding Light, and we were doing what good Christians do, hand out coffee and donuts. Are you saved? You love Jesus. All that other stuff. Said, let's come back to this place. Scott didn't know it, but some guys I was with said, we're going to go back there and see what he's doing. Fine, whatever. Didn't know it. I was just new with these guys down here. They came and said, hey, Scott, how are you? Scott said, I'm not doing very good. I said, the dang dog. I met Scott Yonkoff because of a cussed dog of his. Got away, and he finally got him back, so he came late. He was supposed to be there and gone an hour before we got there. So we're doing like good men do. We're hanging around praising Jesus, singing song, praying, everybody else. Scott was sitting right next to me, or standing next to me. So you're Scott Yonkoff, Daryl Harson. How are you? Took my pen, and I said, I wrote down 1, 3, and 2. After I got through, I said, pick a number, first, second, or third. He says, I'll go number 1. I said, should have been listening to God because next to the 1 is a 3. And we're going to give $1,000, whatever number. So you picked 1, that's $1,000. The guy standing next to me says, oh, Darl, he just misspoke himself. He meant 2. And Scott goes, no, I didn't, honest. I didn't mean that, too. I just said, yeah, I trust him. Okay, we'll send you a check for $3,000. Tears came out of my eyes. Ask him a week later. This was the 23rd of December. How long is Next Step going to be in existence had it not been for that? He said the end of January, he was closing the doors. If we have anything that we're going to share that you guys need to hear, forget about what you think you know about what the money's going to do. Because you are going to be like us. We're going to look at, oh, wouldn't $1,000 help them? Or wouldn't $3,000 help them? What God said to Habitat, what God said to Next Step, oh, we were faithful. They were doing the committee. I never pounded a nail in Habitat House on Grand Rapids. Never did. We did what we are supposed to do, but then we become part. We are part of the history of Habitat. Now, do we get any benefits from that? What you sow, you reap. Go.
Oh, I have two things to say. We said we were going to do this. When we were on the motor coach together.
Hang on to that.
What?
So you don't fall over.
I know, I'm getting a little bit. Oh, plus I'll probably end up crying shortly. This is because we were talking about all this last night, and things just came back. And remember, this is 37 years that this all happened. It didn't happen the next day. And anyway, what I was thinking, now did I remember what I was thinking? One day, and we gave Grand Rapids Habitat money over the years. We gave Detroit, and I don't know, we were regional directors or something for them for a few years. So every time we get a little envelope from one of them, we'd send some money. And we were also sending it to their headquarters in Americus, Georgia. And one day, somebody from there came and met with us, and he said, do you realize the money you have sent will build a house in the United States? And you know how, I mean, this was probably 20, 25 years ago. It wasn't what you see now. And I thought, we never realized it. We'd send $100, you know, here and there over the years. And I thought, wow. Do you know, that was seed sown. And when it came time to put the siding on our house, when it came time to put new windows in, a new roof, because we've had one house all these years, and you do have to put repairs in it eventually. We paid cash every time we needed something for that house. That was seed sown. Amen. And that occurred to me last night. I thought, isn't that interesting? That was more seed sown than we ever had a clue that we had done. And yet, it came back as a harvest.
Let me tell you another one that just popped on. She was in Branson. I was at home. I called her and said, a pastor told us how much he owed on his seminary. $28,000 or something like that. $32,000, whatever. And I said, what I've been thinking on, what if we find five other families, we each give $1,000 a year for 3 years, and we'll have half of it paid, $3,600, half of it paid off. And she said, oh, for this year, let's just pay it.
Because I don't like to go and ask people for money. So I thought, okay, $6,000 or whatever it is, instead of asking five people at church to throw in $1,000, let's us just do it. Let's not ask anybody.
She said, let us just pay it all. Now, what am I thinking of a man? When she says pay it all, she meant $6,000 for the year. She said all. I thought, whoa, Kay's loosening up. Well, okay.
And Darrell never waits to tell anybody anything, so he runs over to the pastor.
That night, and got says, off the boat, I've got her. Well, guys, you understand this. I talked to Kay, said we won't do it this year. We'll do half of it this year, half of it next year, like July. They go, you're kidding me. If Kay said it, that's the way it's going to be. So I got her, I said, oh, hon, you don't know what it's doing to them. I said, for $6,000? $6,000? You said all of it. Okay, Lord, you got a bill to pay.
So it's like, okay, I guess we're going to do this. But it's sad. You know, we learned a lot from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. He talks about sowing seed. He talks about taking care of your pastor. And I thought, well, he's our pastor. We're taking care of him. And we did it.
Often when we gave, if we didn't know quite what to do, we found Scripture. Let's find Scripture someplace. Here it is. That's close enough. Father, we accept that Scripture. That's why we gave. We play a lot with thinking. What you were talking about, that broad view. And one of the biggest curses, I believe, as couples close to 80, that we draw on ourselves as we try and limit God.
Yep.
And the curse we call is all him this way and all that way that we miss. Because this is God right here. And he says, I understand. Wish you looked so different. Does it mean he doesn't love us that much? No. Probably loves us more because you knuckleheads. You know, you ought to be seeing this. So those are some of the sowing things. Do we need to, you get some more stuff? Because I want to do something else. Here's what's happened. You're on division. And I heard you preach this morning. And that was preaching me. And you said, and one of the reasons I ask, be clear what you want us to call. And he said, thank you very much, whatever God's telling you to say.
Amen.
Give me some hand slapping right now. You speak as clear as I've ever heard anybody speak about Jesus. The two times we've been together, who paid the bill? Who buys the lunch today? You ever heard anybody of giving trucks away?
Yeah.
Father, he's my younger brother. And if you have to whip his butt a little bit, whip it. I want you to restore to him. And I'm using the numbers, Father, you talk about. 30, 60, or 100 fold. Forget about the 100 fold now. He'd try and get throw it away or whatever. I'm asking 30,000 or 300 fold return. A 300 fold return. Of what's been given. 5, 7, or 9 years. Pick one of them. 5, 7, or 9. 7 years for the last 7 years. Oh, that's a good number. That's complete. Folks, I think we are just tying God's hands. We're saying, I said it. You quoted me. I'm sticking to it. You've got my hands tied. You start looking for a whole bunch of money. And some of the dreams that he has given you. But here's the big one. Father, forgive him for whether it's not thinking more highly of himself. Forgive him for thinking below himself. You hold him higher. Say, no, I'm not that good. Thank you very much. No, I'm not that good. You know what I'm saying? Dude. And I also found out what the word dude can also mean. It relates to elephants. Yeah, well, I don't care. It may be good. But, Father, I thank you that our paths have crossed. And that the multiplication that you're going to do to Harvey and to this group and to the extent of division. Because what everybody that, whether it's George Hartwell, they've taken people who have been divided, who have come to a division, and they've pulled them together. Next step, they've been divided from the world or because of the world and all that stuff. They've been in a division state, and they're bringing them together. This is the third time that we've been talked about of something that's on Division Street. So, Father, thank you. And now for the people who have sown into this. And this is chintzy, but I'm going to tell you what I did. I didn't plan to give any money. I threw a $20 bill in there. Why? Because I'm not dumb. What you sow, you reap. And what if God says 30-fold? What's 30 times 20? Huh? I'm in at a 30-fold return. We're in line to get $600 someplace. People say, oh, you shouldn't be greedy. You're a fool for thinking that. Because the more we get, the more he gets. And you want multiplication, Father? Then you get it in our pockets. Because we'll sow it. Because he really says, on the minimum is 10%. And 10%, that's a tithe. We changed our thinking from 10 is the max. 10's the minimum. Amen. And I question how much any of us get if we just said 10%, that's it. We used to, we started out thinking 10%. On the net. No, it's on the gross. Tell them what Copeland said about the gross. Well,
if you don't give the Lord the first, then the government gets the tax money out, and the government gets the first. If you give the tithe on your gross, then the government's getting blessed money, and they need it. So... I can remember one night we were standing in the kitchen arguing with one of the neighbor kids because he didn't believe it was the gross. And we said, we had found out that that's what you do. And so then we started doing that.
Okay. Anybody else want to add to my prayer? You got to say something over here, what I did about the finances and stuff that he's been given.
I just found an interesting thing in a book, and I couldn't find it after. This is just going from memory, but you know the verse from 3 John 2 where it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." And so my blessing for the church and Harvey and Sue and all of you is that the Lord will prosper you in every area of your lives, spiritually, physically, financially, socially, in your relationships with your family, in your relationship with each other, and most of all, that you will prosper in your relationship with the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Anything else? I want to leave this. I love this verse in Proverbs 3:5-6. I first knew and then I picked up. 7 and 8, not too bad. I wonder what's at 9 and 10. And we do. We do. We did. We stopped at 3 and 5 and 6. I mean. So we are hanging our hand on. We are. You want to say something or you're just.
I know where you're going. Okay. I would like us to stand up and you should pray that over us. This whole church.
Stand up.
It's from the Amplified Version.
From the Amplified. And leave your eyes open. Because it's going to be coming out of our eyes and we make eye contact with you. You aren't going to be able to do nothing about it. Because he is going to send it right into you. Lean on trust and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and soul. And rely not on your own insights and understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him. And he will, what? And make straight. Be not wise in your own eyes, but reverently fear and worship him. Turn entirely away from evil. And it will be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. Aha, listen. Honor the Lord with your capital, the first fruits of your income, and from righteous labor, fruits from righteous labor, and your storehouses will be full, and your vats will be overflowing. When the vats are overflowing, that's chump change. That's throwaway money. That's how it's going to come flowing. In Jesus' name. And Father, if Kay and I have said anything, this 2% of us and take the 2% out of us. But Father, let's cut a deal. If we were 90% right in anything that came out of our mouth, then you throw another 20-fold increase into whatever you want to this body. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. This is the first time we've been asked to do this. And there's also some extra blessings, I think, on you for being the first to ask us to do this. God won't forget that either, bro. Thanks, sis.
Thank you.